what happened here is Luke and Matt, Luke Radowski and Matt, are just amazing reporters from Infowars.com. They also have WeAreChange.org, and they have confronted Hillary Clinton, Al Gore, John Edwards, David Rockefeller, David Gergen, most of the presidential people that are running for president, most of the candidates on both sides. They've been getting into debates. They've been doing a great job. They haven't been arrested, haven't had problems. And the last 2 weeks, it made Fox News and MSNBC last week, Luke and his crew went up to Giuliani in New York. That's where they're from, Manhattan. They, a lot of members of We Are Change lost family members. And they just said to Giuliani, hey, you told Peter Jennings that afternoon, and we have the video clip up on the website, that you guys got word that Tower 1 and 2 were going to come down right after they've been hit and to get out of Building 7. And so you did that. And the quote is, we were operating out of there when we were told the World Trade Center was going to collapse, so we got out. There's the quote. And then they walk up to Giuliani and bring it up, and he says, no, that's a lie. I never said it. He also said it in front of the 9/11 Commission, so we have those video clips next to him saying that. Well, they went to the Democratic Convention, asked their questions, got along with everybody.
Credentialed, right? Credentialed?
CNN credentials at both events, and this time they're in the big media area, not in the main spin room. In the main media, blogs get in, local papers, literally over 400 publications and TV shows and programs were let in, radio shows, just in the main press area, not the main, blue ribbon area, but just the general area, where they come out, the candidates come out, and their spin doctors come out. And literally, what happened was, Giuliani's press secretary and his pollster were getting torn up, and the video's all over the web from different camera shots. People uploaded it to YouTube and Google and the rest of it. Even before we could even get the video from Luke and from Matt, because Matt had been sent to jail, and we'll get to that in a second. But local reporters, national reporters, were talking about Ron Paul and the confrontation with Giuliani a month ago in the last debate concerning the war, and then when our questions came forward, they got mad and said, you're all part of the Ron Paul campaign. And they're like, no, we're not. But we're here to ask you this question. It's a follow-up. Giuliani has said that he never said this about the towers falling, being told they were going to fall, get out. But we have the video clip, which you like to see on a laptop. And they direct the state police to come over. They've done nothing, touched no one, hadn't even really raised their voices. The video's there for all to see. And CNN runs over and says, don't arrest them. And they say, nope, we are arresting both Luke and Matt. And then Luke, basically talked sternly to him. For some reason, they went ahead and arrested Matt Lapasik, but not Luke. And then it turned out a bunch of other reporters, local reporters, did report on watching him be arrested. They stomped on one of my cameras. One of Giuliani's staff assaulted Luke in front of witnesses. And we have the video now, slapping and trying to grab the camera three times. And imagine, they are attacking our cameraman. They've stomped the camera into the ground, and then they run to the police. And this is in a press conference. There's media all around.
And again, and I stress this, Alex, and we're going to bring in Luke and Matt in just a second here. These are credentialed reporters. These aren't two guys who stormed the room and they were trying to disrupt it, right?
Well, exactly. And in past interviews, when Giuliani answered, they left him alone. This time, the guy challenges, and he says, I want to see your documentation, and gets in their face. And Matt Lapasik says, I have a laptop right here. By the way, he was streaming live over the websites with a live link. I was at home last night watching it as he got arrested. There was even audio in the squad car. It was unbelievable. This is the future of media. All this is happening. And he says, okay, sir. He says very calmly, very quietly. He says, let's go over here if you'd like, and I'll show you the video of him on ABC Nightly News saying this. And the guy gets scared and says, back off. And then he yells, and then his people run and get the police. So Basically, he was already trying to get out of there. He was panicked by all the other reporters. And then Giuliani's pollster and head strategist just basically panicked.
All right, let's bring in Matt and Luke right now. And both reporters who are in New Hampshire, and Matt was the one who ended up getting arrested. Luke was manhandled. Luke, are you with us?
I'm here, buddy. Thanks for having me.
Okay, my friend. And Matt, you are there as well?
Already, yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay. All right. Both of you, credentialed by CNN. How did you get credentials, first of all, from CNN? Were you there for them as well, or did you just know people so they gave you CNN passes?
Well, CNN was running the debate.
C- CNN was running a debate, and we just came there. We identified ourselves as press, that we were reporting for Infowars.com, and they then gave us press credentials to go in and out of the CNN press.
But what I'm saying, though, CNN gave you permission to get in, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay. All right. Now, after the confrontation and the aide to Giuliani's, you know, calls the state police from New Hampshire to arrest you, Matt, what happens?
Well, pretty much after they're called to arrest me, it depends what time you're speaking about. Pretty much we were asking the question, and at a certain time I noticed behind me that the two officers had grabbed a hold of me and are turning me around. And at that point, I was sure that I was being arrested, and I was forced out of the premises. And it was when I got outside that they actually, were still holding on to me very tightly, my hands behind my back, totally, looks like I was going to get arrested. They actually released me, okay? And you're going to be seeing in the upcoming video here with the complete coverage. What the whole point of this whole thing is I wanted to know on whose authority, okay, did they kick me out, and was my press pass now invalid, okay? Because I saw a nod and a wink from the Giuliani campaign, all right? And that's not CNN. That's not St. Anaheim College. And from what I'm hearing now, CNN is trying to back us up, okay?
Well, that's what I understand.
CNN was saying, don't arrest them. They are our guest. That's on tape.
I'm sorry, say it again?
CNN is on record, yes, with both score witnesses, and I've been having some videos sent me by another reporter that was outside. CNN's on record saying they are our guests. Don't kick them out. Don't arrest them.
Okay, indeed. So then what I ended up saying after that point, I said, okay, I pretty much, and this is paraphrasing, of course, in the moment I say something else, you have to go to the video tonight and take a look. But I say, if this is the case, all right, I'm going to go inside, all right, and I'm going to see what the story is here. I want to get questions answered. And I'm going to walk by you. And if I walk by you, does that mean I'm going to get arrested? And I say, if you touch me, if you put your hands on me, there is going to be a civil lawsuit here, okay? And I walk by them, and at that point, the handcuffs went on me. They turned me around forcibly. I was removed forcibly from the premises. They were taking possession of my hand. The camera got turned off. It went blue. I was trying to turn it back on. They were manipulating my hand, so I couldn't do so. As I was walking, I have a microphone with me as well. And the microphone was being wrapped around me. They're, dragging me along to the car, get me over to the car, wait a little bit of time for the car to come, bend me over, the whole thing that you see.
And what were they saying to you, Matt, in terms of why they were arresting you? I'm talking about specifically the police.
Well, that's the really interesting part here as far as, constitutional rights and First Amendment rights being violated here. Is that they really weren't telling me what I was being charged with.
See, if you didn't have...
I'm told now that it's because of criminal trespassing.